The Richmond Theatre Critics Circle.
Curtain Call.
A discussion of all things theatre with Richmond critics and occasional guests.
Happy New Year and welcome to Curtain Call Act 5, Scene 9. I'm Jerry Williams from Sifter.
I'm Claire Boswell from Style Weekly.
And I'm Julinda Lewis from RVA Art Review.
And since no shows have actually opened yet, because it's kind of early in the year, we're going to talk about some of the shows that we're kind of looking forward to in the next 2 months. We're not going to hit everything, but just a few that look interesting or sound interesting.
Let's start with The Glass Menagerie from Fifth Wall.
That will be playing down at the Basement. It opens January 17th. And it's, of course, the Tennessee Williams classic, my favorite Tennessee Williams play. Leanne Marie Holmes, who was so wonderful in their production of Lost Boy and Whole Foods, will be playing Amanda in the lead.
It'll be nice to see her again.
Yeah, she was very exceptional in that.
So. And this is going to be a really different kind of a role for her.
Absolutely.
So I can't wait to see what she does with this. I'm also excited about the rest of the cast as well. We have Louise Keaton playing Laura. I think she's going to do excellent.
She usually does comedy, so it'll be interesting to see her do something.
Well, I have a feeling she's going to be quite good in this role. And I'm also really excited to see Matt Block playing Tom Wingfield.
The cast also includes Cooper Sved, who is playing the gentleman caller, I believe.
Who was nominated for an artsy for Girlfriend at Triangle Players. So it'll be interesting to see him do a totally different kind of role, too.
Yes. Another new show that's coming up is going to be Rosencrantz and Guildenstern Are Dead.
Right. That's a Quill show at the Gottwald opening January 23rd.
It seems as if we have quite a few shows that have just two characters or two main characters opening up this season. That seems to be a thread there.
Like Daddy Longlegs, but let's go back to Rosencrantz.
Yeah, who's going to be in it?
Two powerhouse young performers, Adam Turk
and Tyler Stevens.
They've both done exceptional work in many shows and both actually have gotten artsies. So this will be the first time putting them together in those two lead roles. And Joseph Papps is going to round out that cast. And he's, of course, wonderful. So that's a promising show.
I think that's going to be a great show.
Sounds like an interesting cast.
And that'll be directed by artistic director James Ricks. Then we've got Daddy Longlegs down at Swift Creek Mill that will open the end of January. That is actually, some people may remember the Fred Astaire movie from a long time ago, but it's basically a two-person show.
And I am equally excited about this cast, which, from what I understand, is going to be Rachel Mars and Matt Polson.
Right, and Steve Perrigard's directing.
So sounds like another great combination.
Yeah.
And lots of dancing, I'm assuming.
Well, you know that's going to draw me in.
Oh, yes. We've got the choreographer in the room. Another show downtown at Virginia Rep, their first show of the year, is going to be Fences, the August Wilson classic. I don't believe the cast has been announced for that yet.
I haven't seen anything about that. It'd be interesting to see who's going to be in it.
Yeah.
There are so many American classics coming up.
Oh, good point.
You're going to have Tom Stoppard. We've got Tennessee Williams.
And August Wilson.
Right, I think we're really looking at kind of a bit of a celebration of American theater in the next couple of months.
Speaking of Virginia Rep, out at Hanover Tavern, they're going to be opening The 39 Steps. Any of you Hitchcock fans will know that was one of Hitchcock's early films. This is kind of an unusual play because it only has four actors and they're playing 150 different characters. So it's kind of a comic, crazy telling of that story. So that should be interesting to see out at Hanover Tavern.
Firehouse is opening the East Coast premiere of Stupid Kid, which is about a man who has been in prison for 14 years and gets sent home and has to learn how to readjust to life on the outside.
And his family has to learn how to readjust him. It's got a pretty strong cast here. It's got Eric Cullen, who we saw in Animal Control and Lombardi. Andrew Furter, who hasn't done anything in a season or so. It'll be nice to see him back on stage. Jeannie Goodyear, Boomy Peterson, who hasn't done anything in a while. Lauren Hope Turner.
She was in Grey Gardens last year. Like, that's not that long ago.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's right.
Okay.
She was.
Right. And Adam Valentine, who is a very talented actor, and he's not yet had a showcase for his talents in the lead. He's always been a supporting actor, so this will be interesting to see him stand up.
It's taken so long for someone to cast him in a leading role.
Yeah, because he's very talented. Well, this will be our chance. I think he actually is also playing the lead later this season in Small Mouth Sounds at Cadence, so he'll have another chance to see him.
And maybe it's a little early, but I'm so excited for A Doll's House Part 2. I think the timing of this production is really smart, because in Richmond, just a year ago, we got A Doll's House at Theater Lab. And A Doll's House Part 2 is modern American playwright Lucas Naith's sort of take on what happens after that door slams at the end of Henrik Ibsen's classic play. And I'm just really excited to see what this playwright, which again, Richmond audiences have seen him before. He's the author of, or the playwright who brought us The Christians, which we saw at Cadence a couple years ago, as well as Hillary and Clinton,
which
was produced at Hat.
Yes. So Richmond has staged quite a few of this playwright's plays. We recently saw A Doll's House, and so I think it's good timing to bring this particular production in, and I'm excited to see what Virginia Rep does with it.
And the director of that will be Sharon Ott, who's the current head of the theater department at VCU, and even though she's quite an accomplished director, this will be the first thing she's directed professionally, locally, in town. She did direct The Wolves at VCU last season, and that was great. So we'll look forward to seeing her talents on the Virginia Rep stage.
And will Katrina Carol Lewis be coming back as the lead?
Yes, she is, actually. Well, along with David Bridgewater now is going to be taking Torvald. Another one that I'm looking forward to is Dutchman. It was a classic. I remember reading it when I was in college, and it was pretty outrageous about a white woman who seduces a black man on a subway.
Yeah, this is a play from Amiri Baraka, also known as Leroy Jones.
Directed by Dr. Tanya Pettiford Waits.
So this is yet another American classic.
Absolutely.
Right. Speaking of American classic, True West, Cadence is doing that. They usually do pretty well with those heavy dramas, so that's a perfect show for them. Chicago is coming to Virginia Rep. I'm not a big fan of that show, but a lot of people are.
You're wrong, Terry.
I can tell by the faces.
Oh, my. I'm so looking forward to that.
So am I.
And then after all these heavy dramas, it'll be nice to have some, you know, musical entertainment.
Yes.
And Bloody Bloody Andrew Jackson is going to be playing at The Basement by Fifth Wall. That's a big musical about the former president and has not been played in Richmond. So I'm excited to see what that's about. I've never seen it.
Neither have I.
Me neither.
Is there a women's theater
festival
this year?
We haven't heard anything yet. Usually that's in February, isn't it?
No,
March.
It was March.
March.
Okay, so maybe we'll hear something soon.
Acts of Faith in
February.
Y'all,
hear that, y'all? Come on, let us know. Send us release. anyway, we have just been covering a whole bunch of different stuff. So we'll be back in 2 weeks at this point just to talk about the Glass Menagerie, but maybe we'll have some other surprises. Who knows?
Yeah. Maybe we'll know about the Women's Theater Festival.
There you go. Okay. Well, I'm Jerry Williams from Sifter. You've been listening to Curtain Call, and we want to thank Open Source RVA for being our host for these 5 years.
I'm Claire Boswell from Style Weekly.
Julinda Lewis with RVA Art Review.
We'll see you in 2 weeks.
For extended podcasts and complete reviews, visit the Richmond Theater Critics Circle website at artsies.org.